everyone. Welcome to the Better Beer Podcast. I'm your host, Nate Island. With me, as always, Sean Dunn, a.k.a. Mr. Which One's Which himself.
Hey, guys. How's everybody doing? We'd like to remind you here, Better Beer Club Podcast, every show is a drinking show.
Yeah.
In fact, I was waiting to get on air to crack this craft brew.
It looks very crafty from over here. Looks brewing blue.
Well, that's how I like it. Tastes never fill you up, and sometimes never let you down.
Never let you down. Yeah, somewhere.
So we're back here, paying penance again for missing the week we did 2 weeks ago. We thought we better regroup, make sure we have an episode every week from here on out.
Yeah.
From our 30th birthday / whatever it was, vacation we took that week.
I don't want to put a hankering in my drinking. Can't not show up and drink every Monday. It gives me a reason to drink on Mondays, as if I needed one in the first place.
My wife was saying today, like, oh, you got the podcast tonight. And she's like, isn't that kind of rough on a Monday? And I'm thinking, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Sometimes you need a beer on a Monday, you know.
Yeah.
She suggests we move to Thursday night. That way it's like, oh, if we stay up a little too late or whatever, I got one more day to get through. But I'm thinking, just take it easy. That's why if you were here in the studio, you could see that. We've got daylight coming through the windows today, so we're starting a little earlier. So if you notice an uptick in our energy, it's probably due to that.
It could be. It could be. Yeah, I'm liking it. You know, I mean, I like the idea of starting to drink as soon as possible. You know, I like the idea of, like, don't wait till longer to drink.
Well, you were off at 5. It's 7:03. We're doing okay. We could do better. We can improve on that time.
Yeah, we did have a few delays ahead of time. Yeah, we had a few.
Hey,
few just mishaps.
While we're, kind of just getting the ball rolling on today's episode, we got our first comment on iTunes. I thought maybe we'd share it on air.
Yeah, that's. I'm excited about it. It's. It makes me happy. It was some theme music for that comment.
All right, so this review from one of our iTunes listeners named Just Another Beer Lover. Says, great podcast, 5 stars. Says, I'm biased, him or her. I'm biased, but if you love beer, are a home brewer, or just want to relax and laugh a little, this podcast is for you. So thanks, Just Another Beer Lover. I think sometimes I'm guilty of this too. I'll listen to an absolutely free podcast for like a year, and they'll be like, hey, if you like our show, why don't you, every time you buy something on Amazon, just click on through our website. And I'm like, that sounds good. Never do it.
Yeah.
Right? And you're thinking, I'm getting all this, like, sort of content to get through my work day. And I'm like, and now that we're doing a podcast, I realize how important it is just to get that 5-star rating. It's like, we're over here celebrating, finding theme songs because we got a good review. So thanks to Just Another Beer Lover. And if you feel inclined to get on there and give us a good review, it really does help. So.
You know, there's 3 things I'd like to say to that, actually. The first one is, yes, I completely agree. If you're listening to this podcast, there's a few things you should do. One is look ahead of time at what beer we're reviewing, because it's always there before you click it.
Mm-hmm.
Buy that beer, drink it while you listen, and rate it yourself. And if you don't agree with our rating, then, you know, too bad. Just keep on drinking anyway. Move on. Go to bed. Wake up tomorrow morning. Get back online. Give us a rating. Give us a rating, you know, whatever it is. You know, if you come back week in and week out and this is something you love, you know, it's free. So return the favor, give us a rating, you know.
So that was comments.
Yeah. I forgot what number 3 was.
All right. So I didn't tell you I was going to be using Tupac for our theme song, but I hope you approve.
Yeah, I'm good with it.
All right. So what do you want to tackle first? We got an action-packed situation on our hands here for this
week. Well, first things first, I mean, let's get to the beer, right? You know,
I think we should
get
that
rolling. Every show's a drinking show, so
yeah, let's do it.
I can't imagine that if you had already bought the beer and you're listening to us right now, that you're not already drinking it. We're the assholes, mumbling and gibberish,
putting
nonsense, blah blah. Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's
get
that going.
Let's get to the beer.
I think I saw a peek of what you got there, and I have to admit, I've had a little sip of this before.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, okay. And I'm excited about it because I always see it there. And for some reason, it's like always reasonably priced.
Yeah.
For some, you know. And my brother-in-law, this is his favorite beer.
Yeah. I think you'd mentioned that in the past, or maybe we were talking about something you mentioned. I'm going to have this at my wedding, which is coming next month. So, so I thought we'd do it anyway. I broke the rule of I've been bringing beers that, although I've heard of, I haven't ever tried. Okay. This one I've definitely tried.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan.
We've both tried it. I think it's good to get. People may scroll through our episode list and be like, you know, I'm looking for a new beer. Oh, I've seen that 805.
Yeah.
On sale. Would you like to reveal the beer that you brought this week?
No. You're good. That's good. You know, I know everybody was waiting in suspense for which one it is, even though, I mean, they clicked on the link and it already had the name. So they know what we're doing before we even reveal what we're doing.
So tell us a little bit about it. Why'd you go with this one this week?
Well, a couple of things. 805, it's by Firestone Walker, and they're up out of Paso Robles. So it's still California, not as local as some of the other ones we've done, but I consider it to be somewhat local. I mean, it's our state, and
it's Central Coast, right?
Central Coast, yeah.
Yeah, my brother-in-law lives on the Central Coast. He lives in it's near Arroyo Grande, I'm thinking. Santa Maria is where he lives.
Santa Maria, okay.
Right around there.
Yeah. They've gotten really big, and they do some great stuff. There's a lot of beers that they do that I'm a fan of. They got the Wookiee Jack and I think it's 31 Pale, and they got they got a lot of them. They got tons of beers that I'm a fan of. But this particular one I bought for a couple of reasons. One, I think you're going to be right at home here. It's a blonde ale. It's lighter. It's almost like a session, if you will. It's really, really easy drinking, and I'm a fan of this company. Firestone Walker they make some good stuff. I got a buddy that comes into my bar a lot who left us hanging, didn't answer the phone.
I heard a lot about this buddy who's like supposed to have an in, got family and friends in the alcohol industry.
Yeah.
Everything was going to give us all the information we needed on this beer. And we found out 10 seconds before the podcast he was not going to be available.
Yeah. I was hoping we'd be able to call him right now and play a little Find the Imposter, but we'll call someone else. His family owns a winery in Paso Robles, I believe.
And I say we don't give him any more press until he actually comes onto the show.
And he happens to be friends with the guy that's the Brewer 805. And if he happens to come on the show, then we'll let him plug whatever he wants to plug. And if he doesn't, then we'll continue to give him a bad name throughout the entire podcast from here on out, every episode.
We got to come up with a nickname for this like shadowy figure who...
Yeah.
Isn't this the second time?
Well, I think last time was... We started really late, and he was like...
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's working, yeah. All right. Well, let's taste these things. Yeah.
All right. So it's 805 Firestone Walker.
All right.
And it's 4.7 alcohol by volume. It's a little bit lighter in color, and it's got a nice malty flavor to it. Full, you know, but it's light. It's light enough.
Yeah. It's really good. You know? Very light, but still not your average domestic beer.
It's got some flavor to it still. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I really just like the name and the logo. I think it's
black and white.
It's kind of bitching, like in general. Like you see people post this above their bars and above their establishments. Be like, oh, we got the 805. People buy it just because of the name. And some of the I remember when we're doing Find the Imposter at the beginning. You dropped a number on an IPA that you made up, and it was like, oh yeah, that sounds like a good IPA. You know, like it's not a name, it's a number, and it just seems so good.
Well,
you know?
If I'm not mistaken, is 805 the area code up there?
You know, I was gonna look that up before I came in, and I didn't.
I'm pretty sure it is.
But I'm gonna go with yeah for now. And if it's not, then leave a comment on iTunes about how wrong we were.
And spell out the number of the actual area code in stars. So if it's 734, 734 stars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
I like this. It's a good beer.
I'm glad you picked this. And I said I had it, but I think I've only had it one time up at my brother-in-law's house. Hey, George. How you doing? It's my buddy George.
George, if you're listening, leave us a comment on iTunes.
George is a big home brewer too, and he's like been doing it for years, so we got to get him on the podcast too.
You want to try to call him anyway? Like, do you think he'll answer right now?
He might. Well, you know what, he teaches, so And he also, he's an actor, so he kind of works at night sometimes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We could try it. I think what we've got a couple other prospects for phone calls.
Let's do the other one. If my phone call doesn't answer, then we'll try George. And even if he does, maybe we try George and just ask him for a homebrew tip. I mean, I know he's really into homebrewing.
Yeah.
So he could probably give
he
us
really
a...
He really is.
Yeah, he'd probably give
you
us
know
a
what?
Good one.
Mondays are his day off. Should we call him?
You want to jump straight into homebrew tips? Or you want?
Oh, no, we'll wait.
No, I'm good.
I got excited.
It.
Well, should we just give it a quick try?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's call him.
All
right. I'll just kind of do some homebrew tips while you do what you do and
okay.
see what we can do. One thing that I was listening to last week's episode, and I realized we were getting into the beer tips, and then we went back into something else, and then we came back into the beer tips, and I didn't even give the tip.
Well,
we
run a tight ship here.
Yeah.
There will be no bobbing and weaving as far as the schedule is concerned. We stick straight to the rail.
We may be out of order and forget a thing or two, but we'll get back to it next week or the week after or somewhere. And if we don't get back to it, then... give us a rating on iTunes.
Describe how many segments we forgot to do in stars. So, for instance, 5 would be 5 stars.
Yeah. So, in the midst of all the crop circle nonsense we were talking about for beer tips last week, I was the beer tip I was going to give, actually, homebrew tip, is one of the mistakes that I feel like I made was too high of a boil. And I'm not yielding as much. I'm not yielding as much final beer product as I wanted to. I mentioned that I got a little over 4 gallons, maybe like 4.5 gallons out of it when I was wanting like 5.5 gallons. You lose a lot to evaporation during the boil process. Mm-hmm. You boil it for like an hour, and I was outside, and it was a little bit windy and everything else. And I think that the boil was a little too high. You don't need it to be a roaring boil. You just need it to be enough, you know, just a little bit of a boil during the process. So if you want to get a higher, I don't even know if I'm using the right terminology, but a higher yield in terms of
quantity, volume.
Right.
So you're saying more of a simmer than a big bubbling, rolling lobster cookout boil.
I'm thinking, I've read a thing or two about it, you know, and I'm learning here as we go. You know, if I was that good at it, I'd probably own my own brewery. You know, but so anyway,
all right.
I thought that was a nice little beer tip. Let's call George. Maybe see what he has to say about it.
I hope he answers. I think Mondays are his day off. See.
We should ask him if he's had this beer before.
Hi, you've reached George Walker's cell phone. Please leave a message and I'll call you back.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, George. This is Sean. Say hi, Nate.
Hey, George.
That's my buddy Nate. You probably know him of Brittany and Nate. We're recording a podcast right now, and we're reviewing Firestone Walker 805. And so we were thinking of you. So we wanted to give you a call and see if you might be on the podcast. But we'll catch you next time. See ya.
Calls back.
Good pod. So for all you naysayers out there that say we don't know how to run a podcast,
yeah, take that.
Take a look at that
and shove it in your 805.
All right. So should we? We got the beers in hand. We've got our comments. We've got our beer tip. Should we go ahead and
let's play some Find the Imposter? Yeah, let's give my buddy Gerald a call and see what he has to say. So he works for a local bar near us, and used to work for my bar. I just thought he might be good to play Find the Imposter. So see what he has to say. See if he can guess some of these. I got some good ones this week. I feel. I don't know. We'll see. I feel like I came up with some good ones. But I don't know if we're ever going to get past the 100% stumpage of Walt last week.
That was pretty good.
I mean, hell, there's a 30%.
What's going on?
Hello, Gerald.
Hello. Yo.
How's it going, man?
Hey, how are you, man? So,
I'm cruising. How you doing, man?
We are cruising also. We're here on the Better Beer Podcast, and you're going to be on the air if you're okay with that.
Yeah, I'm around that. I'm just shopping. Are we going to be long, or is it going to be like a couple minute?
You're shopping? What are you at, Victoria's Secret? What do you mean you're shopping?
More like Bass Pro.
Oh, okay.
I was just going to go to Bass Pro. Actually, I just had a gift card for there, and I spent it in like 2 seconds, so I'm envious of you.
Yeah,
Bass. Me and Bill discovered this little secret fishing spot we're stoked about. So
Wait. You're fishing at Bass Pro?
No, but we're buying the stuff to go fishing. But
we are fishermen here. Where's your secret fishing spot, if you don't mind?
That's a secret, bro.
Oh, all right.
That's a secret, all right, bro.
Well, call me up in person and maybe, yeah, tell me that one. You could take me there or something.
Yeah, I could take you there, no problem.
Okay.
So Nate said that you'd be a good candidate for our game coming up. The last two competitors in the game did fairly well. Our first one did well. The one last week, my father-in-law, Walt, kind of got stumped all three. But we're going to give him a koozie anyways. Tell him what he's going to win if he gets one right.
So, Gerald, if you win this, we're going to give you a Better Beer Club podcast, or not podcast, a Better Beer Club beer koozie to hold your favorite beer in.
That sounds nice.
So let me ask you a few questions. First of all, we're reviewing 805 right now. It's our beer that we're reviewing. Have you had Firestone Walker's 805?
I have had 805.
Do you enjoy 805? From 1 to 10, give me a rating.
Honestly, right now it's probably my favorite beer. I'm going to give it like a 9. Oh, right. Ooh. Before. What's that?
That's great.
I was just ooing you.
You were booing me?
No, ooh, as in ooh, yeah.
Oh. No, honestly, though, we got that beer on tap at the restaurant that I work at. We got it right before football. I tried it in a bottle first, and I was like, damn, this is really good beer. So I suggested it for them to add it to our taps at my job. My boss was all for it, and it's just really been selling off the hook, to be truthful. It's really good beer.
So thank you for being modest and not plugging your place of work there, but if you feel introduce yourself, go ahead, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and say where you work and all that good stuff?
No, that's cool. I'd rather not. I'll keep it on the low.
Okay, no
keep
problem.
Keep that on the low.
No problem at all. All right, so...
You never know which one of our 23 listeners is going to want to stalk you.
All right, so this game that we're going to play is called Find the Imposters. So there are... We're going to give you three beers, and one of them is fake, and two of them are real. You have three chances to get it right. Are you ready?
Let's hear it.
Okay, so two of these are real, one of these are fake. The first one is Blind Pig IPA.
Blind Pig IPA?
Yes. The second one is 187 Red Ale. And the third one is the Great Big Kentucky Sausage Fest.
Really?
Find the imposter.
So one of those is a fake brew, man. That's what you're telling me.
One of them I made up myself.
Okay, if I'm going to have to say... I'm going to have to say the first one, the Blind Pig IPA.
Blind Pig IPA is a real beer.
Is it a real beer?
It is. The 187 Red Ale is a fake, and the Great Big Kentucky Sausage Fest is real.
That, you know, I was going to pick that one, but it sounded too outlandish, so I was like, that's got to be a real brew, too, but right. I had to go,
yeah. Right. We were talking about this earlier. Whenever there's a number associated with it, it makes it seem more legit.
Plus, I went with 187, so it was, like, real controversial, you know?
Snoop Dogg's.
Yeah, and we had some Snoop Dogg on earlier. Yeah.
A 187 Red Ale.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the one. I made that up myself.
That's for our Snoop Dogg and Sublime listeners.
All right.
That sounds pretty crafty right there.
Yeah. All right, so the next three, if you get one of these right, we're going to send you a beer koozie.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, so it's Brew Free or Die IPA.
Okay.
The second one is Yeastist Christ. And the third one is Lover's Lager.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to have to go with the Yeastist Christ.
Yeastist Christ is a real beer, my friend.
Jeez Louise.
Where did Jeez Louise
is also a real beer.
Where did you say you work again so we can not send anybody there?
All right,
so last chance. If you don't get this right, then you get nothing.
Well, let's hear it.
All right, so the last three beers are, the first one is Pork Slapper. The second one is Greedy Goat. And the third one is Duck Duck Goose.
Okay, I'm going to have to say the Horse Slapper.
Oh, it's Pork Slapper.
Oh, the Pork Slapper?
Yeah. Do you still want to pick that one?
Hold on. So Pork Slapper, Duck Duck Goose, and then what was the third one?
And Greedy Goat.
The Greedy Goat. How about, I think, the Greedy Goat.
The Greedy Goat is the imposter. Yeah.
Yeah.
There it is. There it is.
I hate to say this now, but if you had not gotten that correct, we probably would have sent you a koozie anyways.
Yeah, we still would have given you one anyway.
I sense the tension in your voice on that third one. That really
no, I was really trying not to strike out right now. You know what I mean?
Great. Congratulations. Yeah. Thanks.
All right. So
I really appreciate it, brother.
Right on, man. Make sure you let me know where that secret fishing spot is. And
hey, hit me up. I'll let you know.
All hey, right. Are you a fan of cast iron cooking?
Yeah, I am, actually.
I'm a huge Dutch oven fan. They got some, I don't know if you're in the market, but that 8-inch Dutch oven they have up there for $34.95, that's a steal, man.
I'll check it out.
Dutch oven steal at Bass Pro Shop. You have some happy shopping. We will send you a beer koozie from the Better Beer Club. And thanks for taking the call, Gerald.
No problem. Take it easy, fellas.
Talk to you later.
All right.
All right, well, that went okay.
That went great. He just happened to be at Bass Pro, which is like perfect.
That works out great, yeah. Yeah. But you even knew the price. You've been to Bass Pro Shop once or twice, huh?
I could pretty much tell you. If you told me where is the cast iron dinner bell, I'd be like, just to the left of the cast iron tripod, right over the combo cooker. And that is a fucking fact, and you can go check it right now. It's accurate.
Yeah. That's awesome. You know, that's something that I think we share in the idea of like of sort of like that store lifestyle of camping, mm-hmm. and outdoors cooking and outdoors hunting and fishing and gardening and just all everything, you know, everything sort of homesteadish, you know. So
yeah, and this is part of our, I think this is, that's how our The Better Beer Club came to be, as far from your end, just another way to kind of do something on your own and you know, enjoy it, make it your own, and do something for yourself. It's kind of cool. So anyways, we'll get into that more later. I'm thinking, while we're on a roll right now with our phone calls, we got one good one, one answering machine. I happen to have a buddy who is known locally as the world's most intoxicated man.
Yeah, yeah. What's his name is
Rusty,
like
Shackelford.
Hinkle Humperdink. Yeah, yeah. Rusty Trombone. What's his name again?
Rusty Shackelford. So I've been thinking. I hit him up today. I said, "Hey, would you be willing to come on the podcast and just give us some?" You and I are normal everyday beer drinkers. Like, you know, we have a normal tolerance. We only see, you know, we sense certain things in different kind of beer. This guy's a pro.
The wifey doesn't care what's in the closet because I keep my drinking to an acceptable level.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I thought for some things in the realm of the professional beer drinker and, you know, alcohol in general, we should give Rusty a call and have him kind of enlighten us on the finer points of drinking beer. So
professionals are, you know, the level of a professional as opposed to what we're up to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like this is the next level. Like this is the pro.
This is if you want to be a real drinker, then try to keep up with Rusty. And if Rusty doesn't answer, then we're striking out here.
I've got confirmation that, well, it comes with the territory. He may be.
Yeah, he could be passed out by now. The sun is still out where we live. But, I mean, you know.
You have reached the voicemail box of.
Well, that's.
Well, I think we try again. I think we try again in a minute.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's get on with it then. I've got a little bit of a, I think he will call back. Rusty hasn't let me down before. I've got a little things that make you need a beer.
Yeah, let's do it.
There's a tear in my beer, 'cause I'm crying for you, dear. You are on my lonely mind.
All right, you came over earlier, and my wife and I were having a little discussion about a new TV show that she's been watching. Have you remember that?
Yeah.
She brought up the name Jane Fonda. Now, does that mean anything to you?
I mean, I know who Jane Fonda is, but I'm not familiar with... I couldn't give you any facts about Jane Fonda.
Well, I got in trouble last night because I made a few comments. Let me give you a little backstory on Jane Fonda. You may be driving down the road someday, and you'll see a biker, and on his vest there'll be a patch that says Jane Fonda, American Traitor Bitch.
Okay.
Or you might see one that says Hanoi Jane. Does that ring a bell? Any of that stuff?
Okay. Okay.
So in the Vietnam War, during the Vietnam War, she was sort of a activist for stopping the war, which, you know, the merits of that were probably in the right place. But she took it upon herself to head down to hang out with the North Vietnamese, the Viet Cong, get on their anti-aircraft guns, and have a photo op looking through the sights and whatnot of this anti-aircraft gun, like smiling and singing songs with the Viet Cong.
Okay.
Who are, in the meantime, you know, torturing American soldiers.
Okay.
Stuff, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Not these particular people, but you can see where there'd be a disconnect there.
Yeah. Especially so, in such a time.
I was sort of brought up thinking Hanoi Jane's got a real stigma. And I've done some research about it, and the photos are out there. There's tons of photos of just like iconic, like, airbrush paintings of her looking through the sight in the anti-aircraft gun. She's actually sitting on a huge anti-aircraft gun that's used to shoot down American helicopters, you know. Right. So every time she'll be in a show. Now my wife's perspective is doesn't know anything about it, or, you know, not really that, you know, passionate about it. And she's thinking, well, when I was growing up, I had a Jane Fonda workout video.
Right, okay.
So you can see worlds collide here, right? I'm just thinking, everything I've ever heard about Jane Fonda is negative, and I kind of boycott her just out of respect, you know what I mean?
Okay, sure.
So she's watching the show, and Jane Fonda's the star, and I'm just, you know, cracking jokes left and right. Like, she'll be, I'm going down to meet my friend, and I'm like, oh, the anti-aircraft gun personnel, you know? I'm just making stupid jokes, you know, and you know, I kind of got in trouble for it, but I just thought, you know what makes me need a beer? It's Jane Fonda. So I thought that might be. I don't know. Our listeners can hit us up about that. I mean,
I could see how without understanding that backstory, mm-hmm. and the two of you sitting around watching this and her being as lovable as she is in her post years, that a lady could get real upset about how shitty you were being towards the Fonda. I could somewhat understand, and I immediately after would be like, you know what? I'm going to have to crack a beer open and just drink myself.
Well, it's kind of strange.
Not mad anymore.
My dad was in the military in the Vietnam era, and, you know, like, I've known a lot of guys over the years who were, and I just feel like, it's just like a little bit, because when you see those photos and those videos of her, it's like, you just can't believe it when you think about what's actually going on in that time period. Her, you know, the North Vietnamese were pretty brutal to Americans, soldiers. So I don't know. It was just a weird disconnect, because all she knows about her, for the most part, is the workout video she grew up with, which is just like a gymnastics. Like, you know, it's all happy and stuff. And I'm looking at it from this other perspective. So
she taught me everything I know.
So anyways, that's my I need a beer after. Yeah.
Let's try that phone call again.
All right, we'll try it one more time.
I think he's going to answer. If he doesn't answer, then we'll move on. But I'm really digging this 805, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's a good blonde ale, like a name.
Come on, Rusty.
In terms of, we did a blonde ale on the first episode, right?
Yeah, it was the St. Archer's.
St. Archer's Blonde Ale, yeah. I honestly would pick this over St. Archer's Blonde Ale. I don't know if that's against the rules of the way this works, the way the podcast works. And I don't want to say I don't like St. Archer's, because I love St. Archer's, but if the two were sitting side by side,
I'd go with the 805.
You have
and right. We blind taste tested it. I'm not
Rusty's
really sure.
Rusty's doing what he does best, which is probably falling asleep on the sidewalk or something somewhere. So we will have to get back in touch with him. Do you have anything else you wanted to cover?
No. I got the joke.
Okay, good. Well, I've got a little something here, especially for you.
Oh, goody.
I don't know if you remember, but last week you gave me a little quiz.
Oh, goody.
On It was a little beer taste testing.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yes,
it was fun. We had a good time.
I do.
I've been known for many years as the guy who enjoys a Bud Light. That's like, people try to offer me a Miller Lite. I'm like, get that thing away from me. I want a Bud Light. So a little part of my character was like stricken down last week. With the taste test that I failed, I think I pegged like Modelo as being the Bud Light or something.
I mean, I don't want to hurt your ego any more than it needs to be hurt. But
I've recovered, but I got a little something for you.
But you definitely picked the Miller Lite as the Bud Light, and vice versa. You did. You kept the two lights in the light category, but you just flopped them. So
I thought we'd play a little game today too. You
okay,
you could be the contestant.
Oh, great.
I'll tell you that it's significantly easier than what you put me through.
That's true,
but it is going to require a blindfold.
Okay. Oh, great. So I was thinking in the future when we do more of that game, just from podcast re-listening and what have you, we probably should narrow it down to like maybe like three or four beers that we do.
I thought it was fun. I had a good time, but I just mean
timing wise it seemed like maybe for the
I still can't believe I didn't. Wow. I didn't get it. All right, so
is this going to work out?
Applying the blindfold.
Can everybody hear me?
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Because
I can't see.
this is a little game.
I'm blindfolded.
That I've come up with here for Nate. It's called the soon to be newlywed.
Oh, great. I would just like to say, if my future ex-wife is listening, I'm sorry ahead of time. For getting any of these wrong.
So this is a little game that I kind of came up with for the audience. My wife and Nate's soon to be wife next month have been like best friends since like elementary school. So I thought, you know, give me a couple facts about Brittany and
this
we'll see
isn't
if Nate
fair.
Knows
She's
him.
Known her longer.
So I hope you're experiencing a little bit of the discomfort that a guy who got Bud Light wrong may have been feeling.
Listen, the relationship I was breaking up was between you and a can.
Okay, there's nothing real personal here. It's pretty straightforward, but I think it's things that every husband would know about their wife.
Okay.
So I've got a few questions for you.
Okay.
Number one.
Can I quit? Can I quit now?
There's only three. They're all pretty simple. If you ace them, you're going to go home, and I'm sure you're going to share the podcast, and everything's going
to
be great.
Make sure you listen to this week, honey.
Number one, what is your, let's just say wife, if we're close enough.
Yeah.
What is your wife's astrological sign?
Oh, Jesus. I have no idea. I can tell you when her birthday is.
Well, hold on.
But I cannot tell you what the sign is.
You can't get the astrological sign. All
right. No, because I don't know anything about astrological signs in comparison to months.
I hope she's not going to be offended about that.
I will take a... I won't even take a random guess.
Okay, number two. What is your wife's birthstone?
These are all the same idea. I have no idea what the birthstone of that month is.
Okay, here's this one. Swing for the fences on this one. It's the last one. That's all we're going to require of you on this.
So for the record, her birthday is in April.
Hold on, that's my next question. Oh, okay. What is your wife's birthday, day, month, and year?
Yeah. Oh, I can't give you the year. I don't know how old she is. I do know it's April 2nd. And
I'll let you slide.
I don't know what year it is. Because I don't pay attention to years. So for everyone who's listening, I am gonna help myself out here just a tick. I have no idea other than mine, the astrological signs of any month, not one of them, other than mine. Birthstones, none of them, other than mine. And I don't even know what year my mom, dad, sister, or any of them were born. So, you know what? I have trouble telling people how old I am. I'll just leave it there.
Well, this has been a round of soon to be newlywed game. And you can take the blindfold off. There's really no reason for it.
I was thinking to myself the whole time, like, what? Like, what is this blindfold for?
It was
for,
just
then?
To make you feel as uncomfortable as possible. I don't even remember when I'm sitting here with 18 fucking beers on the tray next to me, and I'm sweating bullets thinking, you got to get Bud Light right.
I am really fucking hot right now. I'm not going to lie. I'm sweating pretty profusely right now. That was,
all right. Well, that's just
that
a little
horrible.
Payback. We can call it quits now.
That was horrible.
Or we can continue that kind of stuff.
I love you. I love you anyway, sweetie.
Yeah, I had to look those things up. Well, Anna knew the birth date, but I think we were unsure about the birthstone. So
yeah, do you know what they are?
Yeah, her birthstone's diamond.
Oh,
and her astrological sign is Aries.
Okay.
Now, if I'm wrong about that, you can let us know. But that's what I looked. That's what we came to the agreement on.
I definitely wouldn't have guessed. I wouldn't have guessed either of those. Regardless, she actually is not. I mean, I don't want to say she's not a fan of diamonds, but she didn't want a diamond as her main stone in her ring, she does it.
Yeah.
Anyway, Aries, cool. We'll just leave it at that. Yeah. She actually, if I could pick one, it would be turquoise because
that's
what
December.
She. Yeah, that's what she likes.
All right. Well, you did pretty good. I was telling my wife Anna, I was like, if somebody...
You're like, if he doesn't get that third one, he's an asshole.
If somebody put a blindfold on me and asked me what your birthstone was, I'd probably freak. I wouldn't even be able to think of it. It's amethyst. But I just thought that's why the blindfold was...
I need a bourbon, a scotch, and a beer after that.
All right, so that's about going to wrap it up. I guess we got the koozie approval and the beer rating to do.
Yeah.
I'm up to koozie approve the beer. I'm going to go... 9.5.
Going up to 9.5,
yeah.
Huh? All right. You make it a little bit easier on me.
What
know?
Are you thinking?
Well, I like it. I really like it a lot. Again, I got to keep it in its category. Can't go outside of its category. I brought it. I really do like this beer a lot. I bring it to myself. I'm going to give it a 9. I'm going to give it a 9.
Give it a 9?
Yeah.
Cool.
I like it. I like lighter beers. It's something you can... This is one that you can drink all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you...
Very smooth, not too hoppy, but just enough taste to where it's like, it's special.
I'm a fan of the ones that you can't drink all the time. Like, I got nothing wrong with bringing home like a 12% or like 10.5% alcohol by volume opened up. Drinking it like it's a bottle of wine, you know, sharing a bottle for the night. But you just can't drink those all the time, you know? And it doesn't mean they deserve a bad rating. Just means you can't drink them, you know? Keep on drinking them. Keep on drinking them. This is, again, kind of like last week. Having a barbecue in the front yard, Southern California, sun's out.
Yep.
Okay, let's drink some 805.
It's great. Cool. Hey, quick question. I have those other four orange wheats from last week sitting here.
Yeah, you want to drink one warm? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just thinking it's okay to put them back in the fridge, right? Or do they get skunky if you let them get warm?
I don't see why not.
All right. Well, we'll review that.
I mean, as long as you're within, as long as you're within like the last 120 days. Or so, I think you're of bottling. I think you'll probably be okay. I mean, I wouldn't, like, chill it and then make it warm and then chill it and then make it warm and then chill it and make it warm. You're just going to fuck it up. But I think you'd be okay as long as you drink it, you know, now.
Yeah.
Drink it this week.
Will do. Yeah. All right. Beer joke. Pub joke of the week. Your turn.
All right. So, this one is, coincidentally enough, a wife joke. So, as if my wife wasn't already going to leave me, let me drop this one for you. So an angry wife meets her husband at the door, and
he's getting a little teary-eyed over what's going to happen when he gets home.
Sorry, I'm still deciding if I should tell this after your segment. All right, so an angry wife meets her husband at the door, and there's alcohol on his breath, there's lipstick on his collar, and she says, I assume, she snarls, there's a very good reason for why you're waltzing in here at 6 o'clock in the morning. And to which he replies, yes, breakfast.
I like it. That tops it off nicely.
Alrighty. Well, that is the Better Beer Podcast, everyone. And I hope you've enjoyed it. Give us a rating on iTunes.
Yeah, give us 5 stars if you think it's 5 stars. Leave us a good comment. If you do, we'll read it on the podcast next week. And thanks for listening.
Cheers, the better beer.
She's always-